MAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And it's City Day, and that means we got a good one. This is going to be a first-rate, top-of-the-class In Focus this morning. We got Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. We do have a City Commission meeting tonight, as we've been previewing in our morning newscast, and a lot of discussion items this morning. But first off, good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
And spring is breaking out all over.
It is. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
We're all ready.
A little warmer out there right now, right? Uh-huh. That's good because I am ready. I think I saw somewhere that these first, maybe just April in general, has been one of the coldest Aprils on record. For the state.
Yeah, I believe that.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I would just put a plug in.
Sure.
Even though we had a little bit of moisture over the weekend, the bushes and plantings are really dry. And I just suggest you make a special effort and water them, because, you know, we're being sucked into the big drought circle that we see on the weather. So do that. That would be... You will be glad later that you watered.
Exactly. I don't remember who I was telling, if it was yesterday or maybe it was end of last week. I've already displayed. I'm not sure what day. It's already been that kind of week. I hardly know what day it is. They're all just running together. But and I just lost my train of thought. But oh well. We're off and running.
We are.
Phone lines are open. 75-537-13. No, now I remember. 1350 is the number to call. Now I remember when I was looking at Facebook, you know, sometimes Facebook will give you a memories thing, right? It'll show you something that maybe you posted on this day 2 years ago, 5 years ago, etc. And this was 2 years ago, and it was photos I took on top of Manhattan Hill. It's one of my favorite kind of running, hiking places, Manhattan Hill, because it's really great trails along there and just kind of beautiful, especially when it's warm out. It's nice. You get on top of Manhattan Hill. It's a great lookout over the entire city. Or at least that part of the city. And it was a Facebook memory from a couple years ago, I think April 2nd or something like that. And the pictures were all green. Mm-hmm. There's already leaves on the trees. And it was from 2 years ago. And it's like, we're still not to that sort of coverage as far as leaves yet.
Right.
And it's, you know, middle of April. It's April 17th. We're still not there yet.
So just budding out.
Budding out. But yeah, City Commission meeting tonight. Four general agenda items. Doesn't look like there's any plans of action tonight, mostly discussion items.
Right. It's really a more discussion and more of a work session format. We do have a consent agenda that has some significant items on it, some infrastructure maintenance and that sort of thing. But the general agenda is... has several items that the commission has wanted to discuss, the first of which is discussion of the Unified Development Ordinance. This is our process. We have consultants on board that are redoing all of our regulations and subdivision items, subdivision regulations, and combining that with our different zoning and zoning ordinances, which govern the makeup of the city. And so instead of having these two documents to run through, we're trying to consolidate, modernize different aspects of it. You know, right now we have 8 residential, 7 commercial, 6 industrial, and several overlay districts, which regulate development in the city. In the proposed Uniform Development Ordinance, that we make that a little simpler, trying to reduce it down to 5 residential, 7 commercial, which would include a new mixed-use district and 3 industrial districts. So trying to simplify it somewhat, make it a little broader, more modernized, and expanding that particular area. The other things we're doing there, we've had this traditional neighborhood overlay that's existed where we had increased density moving in next to what was traditional single-family areas or duplex areas. That were within the city, and we had that multifamily neighborhood overlay. We're recommending, and the consultants are recommending that we call that the established neighborhood overlay. And so it's really in the older part of town near the in the university area where not these traditional neighborhood overlays. And then another area that has been talked about for a lot of times is accessory dwelling units. So let's say you have a nice garage, detached garage, or maybe even an attached garage in one of the old ward lots, and you'd like to have the ability. It's got a big upstairs, and you'd like to put an apartment in it, or you want to build a unit associated in your backyard, maybe for an aging parent or something like that, so that you could provide better care for them. That's what an accessory dwelling unit is. And so those really haven't been allowed in the past and didn't have a lot of regulations relative to it. And so this develops that aspect and would be allowed in owner-occupied structures, not in rental units, and then an administrative process to assure that they remain owner-occupied over time, address parking issues, all of those sorts of issues, building codes, that sort of thing. And then the last area of discussion tonight, and we'll have several of these reviews as the Uniform Development Ordinance proceeds, would deal with tiny homes and where tiny homes might be allowed. Right now it's proposed that there be a tiny home village concept. So you would group these together in a particular zoning district for that. And so you see all kinds of things happening across the country with tiny homes on TV.
It's been very popular.
You know, are they a camper? Are they a mobile home? You know, where do they belong? There's no real industry standards developed for them relative to building codes and whether they should be mobile or on a foundation. All of those kind of issues that we'll be visiting about tonight, and then where should they be allowed? Should they be allowed as an accessory unit? And if you do that, does that mean you can put a camper there or a mobile home in your backyard? So there's a whole gamut of things that you have to talk about as to what that might bring. So looking forward to good discussion, wanting some feedback from the commissioners as that process moves forward.
Brady Bowman here with City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. And Mayor, when it comes to that tiny home subject, that is something that has been popping up, I think, more and more in the Manhattan area over the past 2-3 years especially.
It certainly is moving across the country in different ways and presenting it itself. And in some communities, it's a homeless center, like in Kansas City, where they're building, I think, 100 for homeless veterans. But other parts of the country, it's an upscale kind of thing and very desirable for millennials and older people who want to get rid of the big house and go to something small and manageable as they, like, age.
We do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take that phone call. Caller, go right ahead.
Well, about your tiny home, rather than having them on trailers, which none of the clients can possibly move with any of their vehicles, you have skid-mounted built there, like, for instance, in the backyards along Wall Street where the slum landlords are not mowing their lawns anyway, and you could have two there, and for single male or retired or whoever, and it would be value added to the property. It would increase the tax base of those particular plots of land that you can't increase the tax now unless you tear the house down and build a 9-story apartment house. It would be a nice solution to your problem with the upkeep of the backyards along the alleys.
Appreciate that comment. That certainly is one of the viewpoints that's been expressed on accessory dwelling units. You know, again, what constitutes an accessory dwelling unit on a particular lot, and how much lot size is there, and you know, how does it conform? You know, I know our building officials have wrestled with this whole issue because, you know, in many cases, as you say, if they're trailer mounted, there just isn't a building code necessarily that exists for these tiny homes yet. There's a lot of folks looking at that, and there's been some proposed, and it just takes times for that particular industry, because as you have campers and mobile homes, you have entire industries that have developed and developed codes for how those are constructed, and they meet a particular standard, as opposed to the house, which is constructed according to the Uniform Building Code, and then should the accessory dwelling units also meet that code for fire and wind and different aspects of how that works and connections to utilities and all of those sorts of things. But certainly that's something to be considered. You mentioned the skid component. There are even some companies out there that are converting the Connex boxes to tiny homes, which certainly don't look the best, but do serve a purpose. And so it's a gamut of possibilities and issues, and certainly a gamut of discussion that will likely occur relative to this item as it moves forward.
I've been an advocate of tiny houses, and I'd like to have Manhattan, our community, embrace this new different idea. And so I'd like to find a way to make it acceptable in the community. It doesn't have to be in the backyard. I had in mind more of a little village where folks with similar interests in tiny houses could get together and, enjoy and compare, and that would be, just a common interest for them.
Like a comic book.
Yeah.
Tiny
there you
house
go.
Village. Tiny. That'd be awesome. Could I be like the mayor of
there
the
you go.
Tiny house village?
Yes, you can.
Okay, that'd be fantastic. You just got the gears turning.
Yeah, see there? We just have to also identify an area that we think it would be appropriate for, whether that's next to a mobile home court, an existing one, or whether that's, where would we put it? And so that's another part of the discussion, land use.
Definitely gets more complex the more you kind of dig into it, for sure. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back, talk more City of Manhattan, preview tonight's City Commission meeting right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits,